This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from Auto Fix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. If you haven't done so yet, please check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Are you tired of cookie-cutter marketing that doesn't resonate with your customers? Brian and Kim at Shop Marketing Pros understand. They were once shop owners themselves. They offer comprehensive marketing solutions to help build your brand and attract new customers. Items such as social media management, targeted advertising like Google Ads and Facebook Ads, content marketing, search engine optimization, and website design. Shop Marketing Pros, let's grow your business together. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. Today, I want to discuss a crucial aspect of running a successful auto repair business, connecting with your stakeholders. When I think of stakeholders, I think about the spouse and the business. Okay, that's who I'm thinking about. But I'm saying stakeholders because some of you have other people other than spouses in the business that you are beholden to. Now, I'm not just talking about an occasional check-in. I'm talking about making it a weekly habit and, more importantly, ensuring that these meetings happen outside your shop and why that's important. So let's go ahead and dive in. First things first, who are your stakeholders? Typically, it would be a spouse and any type of a business partner. These are the people who have a vested interest in the success of your auto repair shop. Keeping them engaged, informed, and aligned with your business goals is essential for several reasons. Number one, improve communications. Regular meetings ensure everyone is on the same page. Miscommunications and misunderstandings can be costly in terms of time and money. And again, like I always say, communications are usually 95% to blame for the issues that we have in our shops. Weekly check-ins help clarify expectations and address any concerns before they escalate. Number two, enhanced accountability. Regular meetings make tracking progress on ongoing projects and initiatives easier. They also keep everyone accountable and motivated to meet their deadlines and goals. Number three, strategic planning. These meetings provide dedicated time to discuss long-term strategies, identify new opportunities, and address any potential threats to your business. They allow you to step back from the daily grind and focus on the bigger picture. Number four, building relationships. Consistent interaction helps build stronger relationships with your stakeholders. It fosters trust and loyalty, which are invaluable in any business. I'm a strong proponent of having our meetings outside of the shop, mainly because it's easy to get dragged back under the hood of a car, stop to answer a phone, talk to a customer, et cetera, when you're trying to do those things. Holding these meetings outside of your auto repair shop is just as important as having them regularly. Here's why. First of all, you have to minimize distractions. Your shop is a busy place. Phones are ringing, customers are coming in, mechanics asking questions, all distractions that can derail your meeting. By stepping out of the shop, you create a focused environment where you can have meaningful discussions without interruptions. Next, it's a neutral ground. Meeting outside the shop can balance and open the conversation. It can also be less intimidating for some stakeholders and allows them and encourages them to speak more freely and share their ideas. Next, we have change of scenery. Sometimes a change of environment can spark creativity and fresh thinking. Meeting in a different setting can help you see challenges and opportunities from a new perspective. So now that we've established the importance of these meetings, let's talk about some great places to have them. Number one, this is where Kimberly and I have our meeting every week. Yes, I have a meeting with my spouse slash stakeholder every week on Friday at 12:30, and we have it at a local coffee shop. A cozy coffee shop with a great quiet corner can be a perfect spot for a relaxed and focused meeting. Plus, who doesn't love a good cup of coffee in the afternoon, right? Number two, a conference room rental. If you need a more formal setting with AV equipment, consider renting a conference room at a local business center or a hotel. There are other places to have it as well. I'm going to add another one here in a minute. A restaurant, a lunch or dinner meeting at a nice restaurant can be a great way to discuss business in a more relaxed social setting. I don't really go into it here, but even breakfast, if you just want to go have a breakfast meeting, but make sure you go out, make it the same day, same time every week without fail. And next, we have co-working spaces. Many cities have co-working spaces that offer meeting rooms that you can rent by the hour. Those spaces are designed for productivity and often have all the things that you need. They have great Wi-Fi. Most of them have a room where you can close off. I used a great one in Bastrop, Texas. Filmed a lot of my early podcasts and videos in a room there. So while the location and frequency of these meetings are crucial, you know, you have to have a clear structure and an agenda. While the location and frequency of these meetings are both crucial, having a clear structure and an agenda is just as important. And so here's why and how to do it. Number one, focus and efficiency. An agenda keeps the meeting focused and ensures all essential topics are covered without getting sidetracked. It helps prevent the meeting from dragging on and wasting time. Number two, preparation. When stakeholders know the agenda, they can come prepared with any necessary information, questions, or updates. This preparation leads to more productive discussions. Third, we have consistency. A structured format ensures that meetings are consistent weekly, making tracking progress and following up on action items easier. How do we create an effective agenda? Number one, you need to set clear objectives. Start with what you want to achieve in the meeting, whether it's updating on project progress, discussing new opportunities, or resolving issues. Having clear objectives sets the tone. Number two, prioritize topics. List the most important topics first. This ensures that the critical issues are addressed while everyone is fresh and focused. Number three, allocate time. Assign specific time slots for each topic. This keeps the meeting moving and ensures you cover everything without running over time. Number four, include your stakeholder input. Let them speak. Allow time for each stakeholder to provide updates or raise concerns. This ensures that everyone has a voice and feels valued. Number five, action items and follow-ups. End with a review of action items and assign responsibilities. Clearly outline who is responsible for what and set those deadlines. Follow up on these items in the next meeting to ensure accountability for each other. As an auto repair shop owner, this is the one thing that most of you don't have if you don't have a coach, is you have nobody to hold you accountable. You can make these stakeholders hold you accountable, but you have to share with them and share the positive, not only the negative. I'll never forget about a month into owning our first repair shop, Kimberly, actually not after that, I used to come home every night, Kimberly to ask me, hey, how was work today? And I only focused on the negative. And after about a month of that, she's like, hey, if your day is so bad every day, then I don't want to hear about it. Because my attitude towards work, I completely isolated her from the business for a while. Shame on me and shame on you if you're doing that as well. Real quick, what does a sample agenda look and sound like? Now, this is pretty rigid. I want you to prioritize this and make it your own. It doesn't have to be this way, but think about what I'm getting ready to share with you and fill this in to meet what you want in your meeting. Number one, opening remarks, 5 minutes. Number two, project updates, 10 minutes. Number three, new opportunities issues, 10 minutes. Number four, strategic planning, 10 minutes. Number five, action items and next steps, 5 minutes. And that's it. That's a 10, 20, 30. That's a 40-minute meeting. You can knock that out at lunch. If you can do it faster, then even better. I will tell you, the more you do this, the quicker these meetings will go. You know, studies have shown that regular meetings with stakeholders can significantly impact a business's success. There was a Harvard Business Review article that said that companies that hold regular strategy meetings are more likely to achieve their goals and adapt to changing market conditions. Additionally, a survey by the National Federation of Independent Business found that small businesses that frequently communicate with their stakeholders report higher levels of satisfaction and performance. As an auto repair shop owner, having weekly stakeholder meetings outside your shop can revolutionize your business. It's about creating a space where strategic thinking, clear communication, and strong relationships can thrive, all free from the daily distractions of your shop. Find a cozy coffee shop, grab your stakeholders, and start building the foundation for long-term success. Remember, it's not just about fixing cars. It's about building a business that runs smoothly and efficiently. A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who ensures this show is accessible to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European or diesel repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.